Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power. Bringing voices to power.
Okay, in this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I talked with Tina Fuller, author of It's My Turn, about narcissistic parent awareness. We will talk about how to gain freedom from a manipulative and self-centered parent using her four-step program, PACE. Tina Fuller is a certified life coach. Her book, It's My Turn, can be found worldwide on Amazon.com and is also available on Lulu.com and has international shipping. Okay, good afternoon. How's it going, Tina?
Great. How are you, Marcus?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what really urged you to push the book? I mean, if I know it's something that you went through, but what was the moment when you said, what was you thinking about when the moment you said, I got to write this book?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. What happened was once I realized I had to really do a whole lot of work to heal, I went through the healing process on my own and then realized, you know, I can't be the only person out here. I want to help empower others to heal as well as I did, because if I can do it, so can someone else.
Yeah, and you can help people, people like you that went through something and overcame it. And we think people like that, putting it out there on, get some other people insights on how they also can overcome these type of adversities.
Exactly. Because a lot of times people don't even realize that they're dealing with a narcissist. They've grown up in this kind of distorted perception of the world, and they feel something's not quite right, but they don't get it. So hopefully, by reading the book, it actually opens up a lot of doors, and they feel very validated.
Okay. So tell us some of the signs that an adult, that they may not notice, that may have been triggered from being raised by a narcissistic parent. What are some of the things that could happen to an adult who had been through something like that?
That they see in themselves, you mean?
But that they may not see, you know. Just tell us some of the things that, you know, say if I was raised in a narcissistic household and then I'm all grown up, what are some of the things that I could be doing as a result of being raised in an environment, but I'm really not conscious of it?
Okay, right. Good question again. Basically, a lot of times a narcissist will pretty much completely destroy a child's self-esteem. So if your self-esteem is low, if you're fighting a lot with a parent and you just cannot seem to get through, you end up feeling not good enough. It's like, no matter what I do, my parent just, I can't please them. And in turn, you start feeling bad about yourself. They kind of control your life. You just can't seem to get through any kind of logic to them. And it's very, very frustrating. And you do end up in arguments a lot with them.
How could that, I mean, is this something that if you're not conscious of it and if you don't heal and learn from it, is this something that a person could unknowingly pass on for generations?
Well, there hasn't been any, you know, genetic factors proven yet, but the traits can certainly be passed on, absolutely, because the damage that you've endured. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking more about, you know, if I came up in this narcissistic household and I may have picked up some of those narcissistic traits unknowingly,
absolutely.
And then I have a child. And I also put that on them.
Absolutely.
I don't think that is. I mean, if it's something genetic, we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
But
that's right. Yeah.
I think it's something more psychological. You know.
It is.
Biological.
Exactly. It develops most of it is from some type of childhood trauma. That's what usually triggers it, and when it goes unassisted, where there's no therapy, there's no help, some children will actually just go that route. It's a self-protective mode. And then once they hit around age 20, in their 20s, it becomes permanent. And it's one of the personality disorders that you cannot change. There's no medication, there's no therapy that's going to change it. It's permanent. But anyway, back to the traits. You can definitely be a bit more self-absorbed. Some children adult children tend to focus on themselves. It really depends on your situation growing up, a lot of, and how you react to it. Some people are the opposite. They feel so bad about themselves that they end up in another abusive relationship because that's what they're used to.
Yeah. Maybe they're used to being, you know, like you said, acting it out, playing that role that they were in growing up.
Exactly.
And basically accepting things that a normal person may not accept, you know, the put downs.
Right.
And the constant having to please this person so they won't show these different feelings towards you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and with a narcissist, they're never satisfied. You could do everything they ask you to, exactly how they ask you to, and they'll find something. And if they don't find something to complain about, they'll make it up. So they're just insatiable. You cannot please a narcissist.
Yeah, and that's like it leads a person when they grow up. It can leave them feeling like, you know, it can make a person, you know, give up too early. You know, be critical of themselves, like they're not enough, they're insufficient.
Exactly. And even if you get away from the parent without healing, and that's why healing is so important, because even if your narcissistic parent passes away or you move away and never speak to them again, you have to heal, because whatever abuse that you endured as a child, unfortunately, a lot of times you'll just continue that abuse to yourself in your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
if they put you down, you will say to yourself indirectly, if you try to do something and you fail, oh, why did I do that? I'm too stupid to do this. You know, things like that.
Yes. So that can make it hard for a person to, you know, set goals and also accomplish those goals.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you talk to people, when you talk to groups and people who are raised up by a narcissistic parent, what's the first thing you tell, like, a new group? What's the first thing you tell them?
That having a narcissistic parent is not their fault. They have not done anything wrong. They are enough, and they are lovable.
Yes. That seems like that's what you would have to do to counter, you know, all that indoctrination that you're not good enough.
Exactly. And you feel unlovable because obviously your parent didn't love you properly because of their personality disorder. So as you grow up and go out into the world, unfortunately what happens is there's a lack of trust, there's a lack of belief that people will actually love you, because if you think about it, you're in your brain, you're thinking, well, my own parent doesn't love me. How can someone else love me?
Yeah, and I bet, you know, that could really ruin a marriage.
Exactly. You know, absolutely.
You don't get that under control. Hold on a second.
Right.
We got some tree workers. I'm out in nature.
Okay.
tell our listeners where they can find your book.
Oh, it sells worldwide on Amazon. So just type in It's My Turn, or you can type in my name, Tina Fuller, and it'll come right up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about your Facebook group?
Yeah, one more thing about the book as well. If you do live in the U.S., anywhere in the U.S., I also send out signed copies. It's actually cheaper to get a signed copy if you use your PayPal account, and I use free shipping, so you don't have to even pay for the shipping of it, and I charge $19.50 for the book. The Facebook group is called Narcissistic Parent Answers, and I've got about 36,300 people on there and still growing.
Wow, that's great.
It's awesome, yeah. It's a lot of support. There are a lot of wonderful people on that page. And then my life coaching is called Fuller Life Coaching, and that would be on www.narcissism, which is narcissism-answers.com.
Okay. Well, I want my listeners to definitely check that book out, because a lot of people are suffering and going through things that they may not even realize that was caused by that narcissistic parent. And if you was raised by a narcissistic parent, you want to try to get some help. Okay, how much do you ever see this? This is what I wonder. Do you ever see people are ashamed to come in and get the help? Or people are ashamed to talk about what a parent did to them? Because, no matter what, you could do to a parent can do to you, you still love them. Do you see the people having difficulty talking about their loved one? I mean, this is their parents. Do you see the people having difficulty putting that out there and facing it?
Yeah, well, sometimes it can be difficult, but in a safe environment such as, my Facebook page or doing life coaching, they really open up. And it's a matter of feeling validated, because when you have even a spouse that's a narcissist, people don't understand. I mean, because nobody can actually fathom that someone could be that cruel or mean to their spouse or even their own children. So it can be a matter of being a bit ashamed or just embarrassed to even admit it, because they don't even know what they're dealing with half of the time. Their people are so awful. So
yes, and I can imagine,
it's really good to reach out for support.
Yes, it is. And I can imagine if that parent is somebody looked up to in the community.
Absolutely.
Like a preacher or something like that. That could make people reluctant to talk about it, especially that's why you said the Facebook group is a safe environment. It's not like you're going downtown and there's a group meeting and everybody there in town knows your parent did all this stuff for you.
Exactly. Yep.
You want to talk about how to gain your freedom from a manipulative and self-centered parent using your four-step program, PACE. And could you tell us what the PACE stands for?
Absolutely. Healing is a process, and it's like an emotional roller coaster, so you have to go through certain phases, ups and downs. But what I came up with and what I actually used for myself is the PACE process. And I'll go over it briefly. The P stands for protect, which would be protect yourself emotionally from your parent. And there are things you can do to protect yourself so they cannot harm you, like hurt your feelings type of protection. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so accept would be the A, and that stands for accepting that your parent has a personality disorder. And it's one thing to acknowledge it and understand it logically, but what I mean by accept is really see and understand and accept, okay, my parent is disordered. This is not just a thing that's going to pass or I can rationalize this away. They have a true personality disorder that is not going to change. And then, of course, C is for change. You cannot change a narcissist no matter what you do, but you can change yourself. And you have to go through a process of treating them differently, treating yourself differently, and I have steps in there to, to take care of yourself. And then E would be for empower, which is building self-esteem and empowering yourself to live a happy and peaceful life.
Yes. I was looking and thinking about that is, as you talked about it, you got to, like you said, you got to accept. A lot of people just don't, they're not willing to accept. And that could be very hard for a person to get over, because if you want to conquer anything, you have to accept the truth.
That's right. Absolutely right. And it's a bigger step than one might think. Because a lot of times your parent may be very intelligent. They may be, like you said, very high standing in the community. And your gut feeling is, okay, I can just set them down and rationalize this out. We can talk it through. We'll fix it. But you can't. You cannot with a narcissist, because they're not capable of it.
Yeah. And I've dealt with we've talked about it. I've dealt with it in real life. A lot of times I've seen I know in my case, and I've had many guests on and many come to my online digital magazine, and also, you know, they come on the show, the Child Support Hustle, that we have here on Saturdays, and they're dealing with a narcissistic parent in their child support situation, in their divorce, and that is double trouble, because the narcissist, their favorite weapon is parental alienation.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And that goes back, like, to the child. They want to control. They want complete, total admiration and control. And
that's
they really stunt. They really stunt their, by being a narcissist, they're really stunning that child's development. That you can't reach your full maximum potential at the right time. Now, you can if somebody's a strong person like you, and you go out and you can teach people because you survived it and you're working on it. And I imagine coming out of this, that being raised by a narcissistic parent is sort of like being on drugs, in the sense that recovery is a lifetime process.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. It depends on how hard a person really wants to work. I mean, when I decided I was going to heal, I put my all into it. I mean, it was like my main focus in life, because it was just too much pain and too much damage. And basically, I mean, I call myself healed because I can be around my mother, and she just doesn't affect me anymore. And she's a high, what I call a high range narcissist. So everybody's different and everybody heals at their own rate. But it can be so damaging that it just takes some people longer than others. It's really an individual process. So as far as my mother and my relationship, you know, I'm healed from it. I don't, she just doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So what are some of the you healed from it, and you're helping other people heal with your life coaching and your four-step program, but you don't have to mention any names, but do you have any stories you could tell of somebody that overcame a narcissistic situation to go on to, you know, basically conquer their fears and go after their dreams? I'm with 36,000 members. I know you probably got a lot.
Yeah.
But just any story of someone who came to you that was in bad shape from being raised by a narcissistic parent, that after you come in contact with them and work with them, that they went on to do something great. It's just such a hard issue to deal with. And I just want to, you know, hear and let our listeners hear a success story that you've seen out of it.
Right. Yeah, I can say about a year ago, I wasn't doing any life coaching yet. I was only just kind of, I almost call it like volunteer work, actually, because I was so passionate about helping other people, I didn't realize there was another avenue in life coaching. But once I found that, I pursued the training and all. But yes, I did. I was helping a lady who was really, really just micromanaged by her mother and for years. And I believe she was in her 30s somewhere. And she managed to get a job. She managed to save money. And then eventually she moved out. She actually still lived with the parent. And I remember one morning I got up and they sent me a picture of a U-Haul truck. I was like, yay!
Uh-huh.
So they actually got out of there and went on their own. So it was actually more than a year ago. It was several years ago when I first started building this Facebook page. But it's so exciting to hear these type of situations, because, you know, you feel so strapped down. And then when you finally break free, it's like a whole new life.
Yeah, a whole new world for you, and gives you the encouragement to move forward. I've seen people I wasn't around them enough to know that, you know, exactly what range their parents were in, but I've had friends that that's all their parents did, you know, whenever I was around. I wasn't around them 24-7, but if the parent is taking somebody down in front of, you know, their friends, you know, that's got to have a permanent effect.
It does. And it depends also on the narcissist. You know, some are covert and they're more sneaky. And then you've got your overt that would be putting someone down in front of everybody. So
she definitely was overt because she would do that. You know, we'd pull up, he would come out and meet us just to stop us from coming, you know, in to be around his mom. And and he would want to spend, it seems like every weekend he was spending the night with one of, you know, one of our friend circles in the circle, you know. And he always did different things. He joined a lot of clubs like 4-H and different things, just trying to stay out of that home. And he did a lot. And I believe that's why he left. Because when he because when we graduated from high school, you know, he got out of here. He went and stayed with some friends in Ohio for the summer, and he didn't come back.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't, you know,
good
he got established
him.
There, but he came back and visited. But I seen how he just sort of like he had to walk away. He had to walk away from his own parents for his own, to save his peace of mind. And that's got to be really bad when you got to turn your back on the narcissist. And that narcissist is your mother or your father.
That's right. And sometimes the other parent is not necessarily a narcissist, but they're an enabler, and they enable the behavior because of their own issues.
Yeah,
and probably
they're fearing the narcissist. Yeah, sometimes they're probably fearing, and they got to know the person's a narcissist or, like you said, got a personality disorder. So they don't want to cross them either, you know.
Right.
And
sometimes
and
they don't
that sounds
know.
About right. That sounds about right because his dad would, like, come to the door and basically drag her back inside. You know, she was like, let that boy go. You know, let him go have fun. And she would fuss at him the whole way that he's going out the door all the way out in the car.
Yep.
And you see the dad was standing there, and he was looking like he was concerned, but it just seems like he didn't have the guts to really say, hey, stop it. You know, leave him alone.
Yeah. Because they got to live there 24-7. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say sometimes the other parent could also be worn down by the time, you know, they started on the child, that other parent's probably worn down.
That's right. A lot of times, too, Marcus, what happens is the parent, the healthier parent, doesn't realize that they have a personality disorder. They just know they're difficult, and they do what they have to do to survive, and then they just kind of stay in that relationship, like I said, due to their own issues. They get sucked into that narcissistic programming that they have, you know, and they kind of brainwash the spouse a little bit as well.
Okay. So do y'all have rallies and stuff like that?
Do I have them? No.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about the narcissistic parent awareness answer group. Because I know lately I've seen a lot of groups here in Alabama, Facebook groups, they've started organizing at different places addressing these issues like parental alienation. I think this weekend there's a parental alienation event going on, and they're going to open it up a baseball game with that awareness.
Oh, wow.
So they'll have that whole stadium full of people that they can bring that awareness to.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky with narcissists because some people are dealing with a narcissistic parent or spouse, but they may have other issues. Like they might have some type of – they might be a sociopath, or they might have some other mental illness And so there's a fear there of physical abuse. So a lot of times, like even on my page, and I recommend this for anybody who's in this situation, if you come on to Narcissistic Parent Answers, you can make a fake page so that you can talk back and forth to other people in case your parent or whoever is stalking your Facebook page so they don't know who it is.
Yeah, I can imagine that happens too. You know, they once a person gets gets grown or big enough to really communicate with people, you know, and he never talked about it. But I, you know, I can just imagine because we could come and pick him up as soon as we get out of school. We pick him up like 3:45, and he'd have to be back by 8, and she would be standing in the door, and we wouldn't hear what she was saying, but she would be fussing at him coming through the door. I mean, it's just like she's like she was like, you're not going to have a good time, you know, because he's going to be fussed at when he leaves. He's going to be fussed at when he comes back. And have you seen any instances where the victim of the narcissism becomes addicted to some type of drug to escape it? I mean, if somebody's yapping at you all the time, you know, have you seen any people push to addiction to deal with
that? Unfortunately, I've seen it go even farther than that. Not me personally, but some people that I do know. A lot of times it can be the spouse or the child. I've known where children have actually committed suicide. They get addicted to drugs, alcohol. Yeah, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, food. There's a lot of whatever, you know, an addiction can be hooked to that it's happened. So unfortunately, it could even go as far as suicide. Yes.
Like I said, I appreciate what you're doing. I work on a lot of grassroots subjects and things out here. And when I saw your group, I was drawn to that group because I never heard anybody address this issue. There's not many people addressing this issue like you're addressing it. You know, giving people steps on how to deal with it facing it that sometimes, you know, a parent can be a narcissist. And even, you know, it even sounds bad, even though I didn't grow up with a narcissist. It just seems bad even saying it, that a parent would be a narcissist and do these type of things to their child.
Yeah, and another thing is, too, the reason why I created my page is a little bit different than other pages, and I'm not saying there aren't some great pages out there, because there are, but the reason why I did my page the way I do it, I don't believe in staying stuck, and so going on there and just complaining all the time, oh, they're just so awful, that's not going to help anybody, you know. So my point of doing the page was, okay, yeah, this happens, but there are ways out of this. You don't have to stay stuck, because a lot of people get stuck in anger or hatred, and I'm not saying you shouldn't feel that. You should, because those are your feelings, but it's a matter of, okay, feel your feelings, but then you got to move on. You got to move forward.
Yeah,
if you really want to get to peace, you've got to let it go.
Yeah, and on the way to getting that peace, like you said, you've got to feel those emotions, because to bottle it up and don't express it or get it out, then you're going to be even in worse shape. So a group like yours is really a great group. So I think somebody should join, because you want to hear from other people too who were victims, because they may enlighten you to something that they did. Yeah,
That's right. Yep, absolutely.
So what do you have planned next? I know, you know, you got the book and you're doing your life coaching. You got any plans you're working on in the future as far as concerning your group? I know you're going to keep the conversation going.
Well, the Facebook page I'm on every day, because I do have people who message me and have questions, or they want to order the book or what have you. Or we even set up life coaching sessions, you know, through that page as well. So I'm thinking of maybe doing some type of talk here in my local DC area. I may do something like that. I just finished the and got my business going with the Fuller Life Coaching. So I'm kind of slowing down a little bit, taking a little breather, because that was a lot of heavy-duty training in that. And, you know, I can tell you a quick story. I never thought much of coaching. Like somebody said, oh, life coach. And I'm like, really? That's like they go on the computer and get a little certificate. No, this is not what I did. I went through a 9-month training program, intense hands-on program. So I really wanted to gain the tools to help people to move forward. But I just got through that like a few months back, and then got certified. So I'm really starting to just, I built a new website. I'm, you know, kind of moving it forward. And but again, in the future, I may do some talks. I may actually write another book, which will go into more detail. The first book, It's My Turn, is for people who are just really figuring out that their parent's a narcissist and or their spouse. I mean, it's helped people with spouses as well. And so I'm thinking the next one, I want to dive into self-esteem, a bit more about empowering family dynamics, the death and funeral of a narcissist, things like that. Really get into the difference between covert, overt, you know, things like that.
Yeah, because I just have a feeling that when the programming that goes on by a narcissist, if you don't ever address it, if you don't address it, and like you said, accept that, the next thing you know what's going to happen is, what if that narcissist dies and you never resolve that issue? You could go through the rest of your life actually believing you was incomplete and that you made that person's life miserable.
Right. But even if they do die, you can still heal. It's going to be a bit potentially harder because you can't face them and maybe stand up for yourself.
And you may be feeling and the guilt and the guilt you feeling may be very strong as well.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to let our listeners know? About, you know, let's go over again how they can contact you. I know you said the book is on Amazon and it's on Lulu.com. Do they just search for your name on the Lulu.com, or do they go by the book name, or either one? Or do
either one. Either one is the same. The reason why I have Amazon, it's got the paperbacks and it's got an e-book, because a lot of people prefer e-books, so they just order that. They can download it, you know, instant download. And it's like $9.99. It's a lot cheaper than the paperbacks. But some people are old school and they like paperbacks, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But if they want to order it from me and get a signed copy, it's at, like I said, it's cheaper. They can email me at TinaFuller@mac.com. That's MAC.com. And, you know, ask me a question or order the book or whatever they, you know, whatever they're trying to figure out. They certainly can contact me. I always answer all my emails. As you know, usually the same day, if not the next day.
Okay. Are you you open for speaking engagements?
I am. I haven't done any as of yet because I've just been so bogged down with the business and the training and all recently, you know, lately, you know, selling the book and all of that. But yeah, I'm definitely open to it.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, this will get around and people will invite you in and talk to your groups, because I'm sure every place has this problem. It's just now.
Oh, it is.
It's not being. It's not being. Yeah, it's worldwide. But now is the time that your book and your activism and coaching that we can get more awareness out there, and people can start addressing some of these issues that could be manifesting themselves in other aspects of their lives, in their relationships with their own kids, and in their relationships with their mate. And also, especially since sometimes the narcissism can be so degrading, you know, this could be affecting a person moving on to the next level in their professional life. So
that's right.
You really need to get some help, and I hope people listening, if you know somebody, have them contact Tina or inbox me, and we'll get in touch and put you in touch or get the book and learn what you can about it. We can't afford to be ashamed to be the victim, and we can't afford to be ashamed that the perpetrator were our parents. We've got to
and
face
I can, and I tend, that's right, and I tend to not like the word victim.
Okay.
Because honestly, I know it sounds silly, but basically I look at it as we've survived this. It's an awful way to grow up. But if you've made it this far, even if I've known people who, you know, have addictions and they're still thriving and they've been sober for 10 years or what have you. So it can absolutely, you can absolutely heal from this.
Okay. Well, we will talk back with you later, and I want you to keep us in touch, because if there's anything new going on in the field, or you got something going on that you want to get to a lot of people, please let me know, because I love to help people who take on causes like this, people who overcome these type of obstacles and then go on to help somebody else. I want to do what I can to help them.
Okay.
You know, I have a I operate an online digital magazine, and we reach we reach 20,000 people a week, but we average reaching 10 to 15,000 people a week. So I'm going to get with you. Well, I'm going to get with administrator of the magazine and see, can we put some type of banner or something on there? Or would you mind if I put your card in our business directory?
Perfect.
Okay. I will definitely do
that
to try to get
that's
more
awesome.
Information out.
Sure.
Okay.
And what is the name of your digital magazine?
It's called HuntsvilleBlack.com.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Okay, great.
Okay, great. This is HuntsvilleBlack.com.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, awesome.
And I will
turn
any readers onto that as well.
Oh, yes. Please do. We talk, it's the political season now, so there's a lot of politics going on there, but we give lots of other information, you know, targeting people in the North Alabama area. But we do have people in bordering states like Georgia, Atlanta, Tennessee, and Florida who also keep up with the page. But the page is for anybody. It's just information there. Just information.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, well, this has been a great show, another great show with my guest, Tina Fuller, author of It's My Turn. We've been talking about narcissistic parent awareness, and we've been talking about the book and her steps, her four-step program to help people overcome being raised by a narcissistic parent. And we look forward to having Ms. Fuller back on the show again to update us about what's going on in this area. And I really appreciate your work on this. And thank you. You're welcome. Okay, talk to
you
soon
and
have a great day. I will. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
This song is for y'all, for all your help.